The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
A radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Joe Galewski here. Thank you for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike, question, comment, suggestion, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We get questions, email questions for our guests while we speak with guests on the air, or anything you may have a question about for Dr. Mike, udocs@gmail.com. Listen to us on one of our tremendous affiliates all over the country, also on iHeart Radio Talk. You can go to iHeartRadio.com and download the app, or you can use the web. If you're on your computer, go to the Internet, click Talk in the main menu. When you go to iHeartRadio.com, then you search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You'll find it there. Can we get a Real Age Tip of the Week on before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike?
We will. I'm going to decide during the hour what we're going to talk about based on one of the things that Dr. Ginsberg, Gary Ginsberg, our expert on what's toxic and what not, has some very interesting things. And I'm going to talk to him about BPA and phthalates and what people can do because of their new importance in some of the data. But I was going to do a tip based on one of the things that he said to us, if he said it. So we'll just have to wait till after Gary Ginsberg is on at 17 after the hour.
Okay, it's like calling an audible at the line of scrimmage. You do that very well. Also, he'll talk about LED lights maybe and how those could be damaging to our eyes. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour in this hour. I understand your Cleveland Clinic has some exciting news. You're getting into, Chinese herbal therapy? Is that right?
Yes. In fact, in the Wellness Institute, in our integrative medicine area, we're actually going to have a consultation for Chinese herbal therapy. The public wanted it. We found and located a practitioner and recruited a practitioner who was outstanding at this, and seemed to practice evidence-based medicine. That is medicine that's based on good data. And so we're going to have her, or she has started practice at the clinic and at the Lyndhurst Wellness Clinic. So for those of you who are listening in and around Cleveland, that is available to you already. Just call the Wellness Institute, or you can go to clevelandclinicwellness.com to find out more.
I guess a cold's inevitable at some point. I was telling you off the air that I've had a cold all this week, and no matter how effectively you take care of yourself, sometimes you get one. There's no way to avoid it, is there?
Right. The difference between a cold and a flu, let's go over that. So a cold, it's basically in your head, your nose, upper respiratory, you're sniffling like you are, occasionally have a sinus drip, or even have respiratory cough as you bring stuff down from your head into your throat and into your lungs. A flu, on the other hand, has muscle aches and pains, is a lot more inflammation throughout the body. We give vaccines to prevent the flu. We don't have vaccines against the cold yet. The best treatment for the cold is, of course, mom's chicken soup. We don't know what ingredient it is in chicken soup that works, but chicken soup shortens a cold by about 50%. So do, if you will, zinc lozenges, and so do vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams, four times a day. Those are all in randomized, double-blind controlled trials, the best we have. But a cold seems to be, we don't have protection against it, and as long as you talk to other people, mix with other people, shake hands with other people, as a radio personality like yourself has to do, Joe, you will get a cold.
Well, I know, and we all touch, not only, we all touch something every day, right? That has germs on it. There's no way to avoid it. And colds basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, basically begin because of exposure to something that we touch that's you know, that we come in contact with.
Absolutely. And the cold virus usually doesn't live on surfaces very long. That's the rhinoviruses that are cold common and adenoviruses that are cold common don't live on surfaces that long. But they can live on surfaces. But the main reason we get them is by touching someone who also has a cold, or by getting sneezed on, coughed on, etc., by someone who has a cold. Obviously, the closed spaces of an airplane and the recycling of air of an airplane seem to increase this. So when you take your trip down to Florida, Joe, every weekend to play in your golf, and I know I'm kidding you, so people don't know, you don't do that, but the more you take airplanes, it seems to me, the more we get colds, at least my friends and I. And that's because of the closed space and the recycling that occurs, I think, in the airplane air vent. So when you get on an airplane, turn off the air vent and make sure when you touch things, you alcohol wipe your hands and them off. One of the things you can carry is one of those little alcohol wipe bottles or wipettes that are alcohol-based, and that should help a great deal. So I've been trying to do that the last couple trips, and it seems to decrease my incidence of common cold anyway.
How often should you wash your hands? Not for how long, but how often?
The basic message is before you eat and before you touch your face after you've touched something else. So we touch our faces, but the kids touch it about 50 times an hour. Amazing. 50 times an hour, once every minute and a half. Adults do it about 13 times an hour. So you're touching your face and your mouth quite commonly. So it basically is after you've touched someone else or touched another surface that you don't know that is absolutely clean, you should wash your hands or at least alcohol wipe them.
Before we go to the break, talk about bugs. Apparently, bugs, insects, right? I know they do this in some of the Far Eastern countries, and they as part of their diet, regular diet. But apparently, insects are a really good way to get protein and healthy fats.
Well, they actually have a lot of protein, and I was fascinated to learn that termites have a lot of omega-7. That's the healthy fat. So if you don't like getting it from a supplement, and you don't like getting it from anchovies, which are the two other major sources. The problem with macadamia nuts is, of course, they have palm oil in them, which is an antagonist, palmitic acid. So if you want to get omega-7, which I think all of us should be getting, termites are a great way. The ick factor for Americans, but it's also high in protein and high in nutrients. So whether it is grasshoppers or grasshopper tea or whatever, I was interested to learn that termites, now you've got to obviously find a way to grow them in a sustainable fashion that doesn't cause problems and that all of them are killed by the time you get them. Maybe mixed up so that you can't tell they're termites. But that is a very valuable source of protein and grasshoppers too, and many of the other bugs. So it may be a new source of sustainable, if you will, agriculture, as long as the bugs don't eat everything else.
Well, there's a show on, and I watch it every day. I'm just addicted to it, even though they're just reruns, but I watch it all the time. It's called Bizarre Foods, and the host of this Bizarre Foods, Andrew Zimmern, travels all over the world and experiences all different kinds of different foods from all over the world. Some of these are pretty gross, but that's the way these people eat, and especially in areas like the Far East, these Far Eastern countries, you know, that's a big part of their diet are termites and insects and things, and that they eat a lot of that, and once you get past the creep, as you say, creep and crawl factor, then you can probably enjoy the benefits of them. What's toxic and what's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.